This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now it's 7 after the hour. This is the continuation of the Thursday, May 7th DJV program. When I say continuation, it feels like, doesn't it, ladies? It just keeps going and going and going and going. We're on, and you can hear us all the time, no matter where you are. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. It's kind of a nice compliment that it's available in so many places, so many different ways. Hello. Not a video, though. Now, a lot of people have tried to talk me into. Matter of fact, mentioned the passing. Jennifer and I were just talking. I'm not sure that Victoria knew. By the way, this I'm
she
Doug Steffen.
She was
Jennifer
born
Horn, Victoria Keelan.
She lived in New York for a long time.
Yeah, they're one of the most well-known, one of the most accomplished, one of the most intelligent people to ever grace the airwaves has passed away. Many people who have been in this business as long as I have worked with him. I took some trips with him, as a matter of fact, to visit stations.
Did you?
Back in the dark ages, yeah.
He was the second guy to do talk radio, like,
yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Was it Bob Grant first? Barry Farber.
The two Barrys were actually, Barry Gray and Barry Farber, who got started in New York. Barry Farber was 90, passed away last night, but he has had quite a run, including, he's been on the air. He was, until recently, wasn't he? I'm trying to remember how...
No, he worked at CRN, which is a company that Iran carries his program, and he was on the air on his 90th birthday, which was... Today's Thursday, his 90th birthday was Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
And they had his brother on, and he was supposed to be his brother interviewing Barry. Barry wasn't feeling great, but his brother and his daughter and his producer were all doing the show, and Barry popped in and spoke a little bit during that program, and then he passed away. He was supposed to be off the rest of the week. He passed away yesterday, so one day after his 90th birthday, but literally working all the way up to the day he died, which is how he would have wanted it, knowing... His work.
Here I am. He's from the same school as I am. Just keep going.
One thing that people didn't know about Barry is that he spoke. He'll never tell you how many languages he spoke, but at least 12 languages.
Very
probably
smart,
more than that.
Yeah.
And one of the cool things that I found out, just if we're talking about Barry Farber, is that he came to us, and I learned a lot about his career. We had a big 50th anniversary party. Doug, you couldn't make it, but I know Roberta, who was on this program at the time, came, and some of the folks from this program were there to celebrate Barry on his 50th anniversary at the Museum of Radio in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I learned there talking to Barry is he said, tell me about, he just always wanted to know about you. He was always interviewing, but not in a way that was kind of Mr. Announcer or Mr. Microphone.
Right, he was
and
curious.
So I was talking to him, right, and he asked about the background of my mom because he didn't know too much. I mean, he obviously knew enough about my dad. We worked together. But when I started talking about my mom, he said, Sweeney, that's my mom's name. He went to college with my grandfather in North Carolina, and I never knew. And so from then on, there was that even deeper connection, I think, for us. And he'd always ask about my grandpa. My grandpa always asked about him. I guess they were like a duo, the Irishman and the Jew is what they called themselves.
Phil, do me a favor. Just Google Barry Farber and see if you can find a little bit of audio. So
just go on the CRN website if you want.
His voice, somebody who has lent a lot to the courageous era of broadcasting. We don't have a lot of courageous broadcasters around today. That is, people who take chances. Barry would talk about anything, but he'd bring with him an intelligence and an eloquence, his vocabulary, all the things that sort of hallmarked some of the earlier successful talk radio people. It's a whole different school, a whole different climate today than it was then. They actually talked about things that mattered a lot in a universal sense rather than just in a simple, maybe political sense. The idea that you could talk about most anything and intrigue people. There's a fellow who was on and started also pretty close to him named Well, there were three or four of them. Some of Barry Farber, Barry Gray, Long John Neville was another one that if your mother grew up in New York City, Victoria, she would have probably listened to him. And it's just it was a fabulous era. And it's what taught me, kind of, because Barry was a generation ahead of me. He taught me. He took great interest in me, too. I always thought that was very interesting. The one thing about Barry, other than his intelligence, he always had horrible breath. he really did. He had terrible breath. But no, he did. But it doesn't take away from him being a great person and a great broadcaster for whatever the reason. He had that when he'd look at you, he'd come right over to you and he'd start a conversation. He always started the conversation, by the way, and it was always with a question. Do you remember that? It was kind of always with
that's
a question.
What I mean. He was always inquisitive.
Simple, how and are you? What's going on?
As far
on?
As politics go, Barry was a conservative guy.
Yes,
but
he was.
The people that loved him most, I think, were actually on the other side of the aisle. When I was putting together this this event to honor Barry 10 years ago now for his 50th year in broadcasting, his birthday, 90th birthday, marked his 60th year, if you can believe it. One of the things that I thought was most interesting is obviously the people like Sean Hannity and all those people love Barry Farber. They would quote him, talk about him.
They grew up on him. They did. They grew up on him.
Right. Yeah. But the person who was the most active in helping me put together this event, like voluntarily, was Alan Combs. Alan Combs absolutely loved Barry Farber.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah.
And from the other side of the aisle, there was no animosity. There was no anger.
Yeah,
Alan Combs
that era
loved
didn't
Barry.
Have any of that
and
stuff.
they even started a business together where they brought in the best talk people from the right and from the left, and they put together this network for a while. Unfortunately, it didn't last.
Daynet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Well,
I forgot. Who am I telling?
Well, I'm telling the audience that may have a connection to him in some way, shape, or form. He was a gentle man and a gentleman, for sure. Never forgot who you were. It was a cool era and great to have the influence. But he and Alan Combs and I and who was the other one? There were four of us that used to do trips. Michael Reagan. Michael Reagan. Alan Combs, what do you think about this? Me, Alan Combs, Barry Farber, and Michael Reagan would tour. We'd go around, and we all were in sort of different places. Obviously, we were on different times of the day, because many stations at that time took all four of us. So we'd go visit stations. We took a trip once. I think we went to four different communities in the same trip and visited in the towns, brought people in, and had a big celebration, a luncheon, something like that. Yeah, it was just... It was kind of a fun and a neat era to have to celebrate. All right, so, Phil, you got a little audio. So those of you who may not remember what Barry Farber sounded like, this is it.
You had no idea I was going to ask you to do that. You could have had a galaxy of writers and all week long, weekend and 2 weeks long, and not done a better job. Thank you very much for that bibliography.
Is that it?
Now, down to the burlap. Who in time to spill the refried beans? What is going on? Who is propelling what's going on? What are they using for money? And how are they doing?
So how recently is a pretty recent broadcast?
I dug up through great investigative.
All right, so you got the idea of who he was and how he sounded. It was an era. It really was. Not many people. Actually, I don't think there's. I look around. I may be the last man standing of that early group of people. By the way, you didn't have a 50th anniversary for me being on the air. What happened to that?
No, when there was a 50th anniversary.
We didn't have an anniversary. It was 5 years ago. Would have been October.
Well, 5 years ago. That's good. We should do it.
Nah.
Well, when's it? Well, you got to do it with the program. So when is the program going to be 50?
The first week of, this program is will be 30, in its 33rd year in October. But I started my broadcast career actually in September of 1965. So in September of this year, it'll be 55 years. So it would have been 5 years and backwards. All right? Does that help you?
All right.
Put a focus on it?
Yeah. All right, we got to do it. Let's get back to the radio museum.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here with what's going on, the surprise, surprise, this is sort of like a ping pong game. Is it going to last or is it not going to last? The task force is going to now shift its focus to the economy, vaccines, things maybe more practical? How are the people who are supporters or not supporters looking at this, Jennifer?
I think that changing the focus of the task force is the right thing. I wouldn't have had a problem if he ended the coronavirus task force and started an economic recovery task force, but people flipped out. And so basically what he's saying is, okay, coronavirus task force, we'll keep it going, but we're going to switch the focus over to the economy. That never meant that Dr. Birx or Dr. Fauci would find themselves fired. What it meant is that the day-to-day stuff, acquiring the PPEs and that type of thing is shifting focus now. Now it's about helping make sure that people have a job to go back to, or helping make sure that there's aid for people whose job is gone. I mean, when you think about the job numbers that are going to come out this week, it is a historic loss. We should be very disturbed by what we see. And the longer this goes in places all around the country, the harder this is going to be on people. And so I think it's okay to focus on that recovery and still talk about reopening and what's safe and not, but somehow people are hung up on the title.
Well, so I think there's a lot of stuff going on in local communities, whether they're big or small, about how much the budget to operate their town or their city is going to be cut. And that's part of the, you know, it's the economy.
No one working, no taxes. The cities and the states are going
to
struggle.
They have to cut. Huge cuts. Yeah. So what does that mean to services for the people who are most vulnerable, who need the services the most? How is that going to be dealt with, I think, is the big question. That's not a critical question, but it is a substantive question, because there are lots and lots of people who are going to continue maybe to be on some kind of government assistance for the rest of their lives, who are not of age yet, but they are not healthy enough to be out on their own. I don't know. There's a lot of different scenarios to this, but something that is, don't expect your city or your town to be operating the way that it has, or the state, or the federal government, as far as that's concerned, although the feds come up with the money, have to keep, you know, churning it out, but there are going to be essential services that will go bye-bye, and who knows when they come back again. That's part of the focus here. Was it any more defined, either of you see any more definition to this than what you have just said, Jennifer? Anything else
about the task force? Yeah, President Trump and the press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, yesterday said that the coronavirus task force is here to stay. It'll just start bringing on some additional members that it'll help focus it on the economy. So it's an optics thing, I think, more than anything.
Yeah,
it's a messaging
right.
thing.
Anybody in Congress working feverishly on these bills to get our businesses back in America and take China to task for what has happened?
I think maybe the name that popped up this week is Marsha Blackburn. Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee started a Twitter campaign saying now American people can go after China and independently sue them. Certainly Tom Cotton has been on it all along, trying to figure out from an intelligence perspective.
Well, many countries are looking at this. There are tons of countries that want to get together and go after them. And I wonder if there'll be I think there'll be a lot of movement around the world to just change people's relationships or countries' relationships, business relationships with China, which is what it ought to be. It's very unfavorable to all of our survival, as we have seen, to stay connected to these guys. In the interest of helping people out, take care of yourself. Mother's Day is coming around. There have been more and more people. We talked yesterday to a medical professional about what toll is being taken by this virus on people who are overweight. And the majority of the numbers keep going up of people who are compromised because their health is compromised because they're too heavy. So it's time for you to take some action. If you are overweight and you know somebody who is, help them out. Go to toploss.com. See what's going on with Calitrin, what they can do, how they can provide for you the way, the means, and the encouragement to lose the weight and keep it off. Buy three, get three free. That's the deal right now at toploss.com. Help a friend lose the weight. Use the code DJV. You don't have to have any shipping costs either. That's toploss.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Committed to your success and to an interesting way for you to perceive the day, the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and now in our musical focus in this hour, a lady who's known as Gaga, I love that name, is here. She's going to release her sixth LP called Chromatics, 29th of this month.
Chromatica.
That too.
Last time it was Chronicles.
This time. Oh, yes. Again there. The album was supposed to come out in April. Ms. Gaga made the announcement on social media stating that the journey will continue. She launched her new era back in late February with the release of Stupid Love. Planned to make a surprise appearance at Coachella in April until that was done. A couple of weeks before Chromatica was supposed to come out, Gaga announced that she would postpone that. She writes, this is such a hectic and scary time for all of us, and while I believe art is one of the strongest things we have to provide joy and healing to each other during these times, it just doesn't feel right for me to release the album with all that going on during the global situation. She wrote that to her fans. Elton John and Ariana Grande appear on the album as well. So this is Stupid Love from Gaga, one of the most talented people I think around today. I think she holds a special place for me, and I'm not sure why or where it started, but I remember early in her
career.
She's
really talented.
Yeah, she is. I named a cow after her. And a big brown cow.
Sure, she loves that. The thing that surprised me about her is that she started with the meat dress, right? And she started with all these crazy things.
Yeah.
But she actually could back it up. It wasn't just like she was out there looking for publicity. Fabulous and movie. I don't think we knew that. It surprised us.
But I get the biggest kick out of is her driving around that old blue Bronco. That's her main method of getting around on her own. But she's a special, she's a very special person. A little quirky, but the special people seem to be a little quirky. So it works. All right, good luck on Chromatica, Lady Gaga. Next up, another well-known and talented name, Beyoncé, is here for us now. She and her mother, Tina Knowles, have launched a new initiative called I Did My Part. Listen up to this. Explaining the initiative, they are encouraging Houston residents to get tested for the disease in light of disproportionate deaths of black people in black communities. I think there's a lot of stuff focused on that in the news today, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Different, you know, different things being done differently in different parts of the country. This is something that took place over this past weekend. I did my part, provided... Oh, I'm sorry, this weekend, Mother's Day. Where am I? I'm thinking Mother's Day. Why did I think that? Mother's Day is this weekend. Provide 1,000 test kits, gloves, masks, essential vitamins, and household items with help from United Memorial Medical Center there in Houston. So between 10 and 5 tomorrow, tests will be administered in Houston's 3rd Ward at the Cullen Middle School. And then another 500 tests will be given on the 9th, on Saturday, at North Houston's Forest Brook Middle School, again during the day. Both testing centers will be drive-up only. Houston residents not have to leave their cars to get these tests. The virus is wreaking havoc on the black community, so we need a movement to prioritize our health, Beyonce said. We're all in this together, but we have to look at what is happening in the black and brown communities and how they are being decimated by the COVID-19. It's critical that we stay vigilant with social distancing, wearing a mask, and most of all, getting tested. If you don't get tested, then you don't know if you're a carrier. Being asymptomatic is how you infect your entire household and those around you, very people you love. You've got to get these free testing facilities to find out your status. So it is a good effort on her part with her mom. I don't know much about her mother. Is she public?
She was a fashion designer. She designed all the costumes for Destiny's Child.
Oh, okay. All right.
Other than that, I don't really know much else.
28 after.
To be good.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you're already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a disaster under President Obama.
President Trump saying he still wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act as his administration is trying to weaken Obamacare's contraceptive mandate, a bid that's currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump saying it's not the only provision in Obamacare that makes him want it replaced altogether.
What we want to do is terminate it and give great health care, and we'll have great health care, including pre-existing conditions, 100% pre-existing conditions.
The president also saying on another issue, it is not sustainable for America to stay shuttered during the coronavirus pandemic. He says the American people will not abide by stay-at-home orders much longer, although he says older people will have to continue to practice social distancing. He said the pandemic is worse than Pearl Harbor and the September 11th attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
A coronavirus can give you the common cold, but not all coronaviruses cause mild disease. SARS was first detected in November 2002, and it bears many similarities to the current pandemic of COVID-19. If you got SARS, there was a much greater chance of you dying. Yet, from 2002 to 2014, only 774 people died. In 2012, there was another outbreak involving the coronavirus MERS. There are a few cases of MERS every year, but the outbreaks are very small and well contained. So people ask, why did SARS or MERS not result in pandemics? First off, MERS is not very contagious, but SARS and COVID-19 are very contagious. The difference is, the symptoms of SARS were more severe, so it's much easier to identify and isolate patients. The problem with COVID-19 is some people may not show any symptoms at all, but can still infect other people. Because it can spread undetected, the number of people it will infect and the number that will die will be much higher than any coronavirus we've ever encountered. Now, researchers are saying a mutation in the virus is making things more difficult. The new dominant strain of the original virus is more contagious. They say it might slow or reverse reopening plans, and it may leave any emerging vaccines inadequate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back we are in focus for this Thursday, May the 7th, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Full moon. You see how beautiful the moon was in the sky. You have a clear sky, you'll see a beautiful, maybe you've seen it already, see a beautiful moon out there. And
it's the last super moon of the year.
Yeah. So what does that mean? You want to help explain what a super moon is all about?
Super moons are larger than they actually are what they sound like. They appear larger and are closer. Yeah. And so this is going to be the last. It's at 6:45 a.m. Eastern time today. Is the full moon when it hits on the East Coast. So it's a flower moon. And it's ruled by Scorpio.
Flower moon.
So basically lots and lots of relationship stuff and financial stuff is a big focus.
Good or bad?
Good. Well, it's setting your intentions. Whenever it's a full moon, you know, that's where you can wipe out some old bad habits, start some new good ones. It's very appropriate
for the time we're in, Victoria.
Coming up with a financial plan, dealing with your relationships, because everybody's, in lockdown together. So, it's kind of perfect, actually.
It is. It's a great time for new beginnings. Intimacy is more called for, even though the time of social distancing. I had a friend who told me that she was sleeping in a different room than her mate. And I asked why. She said, I don't want to get sick. I said, would you have dinner with him last night? Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Jen and I were just talking about people who were taking it way too far.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I would guess, I get it if they, like, were in a different situation where, like, they were coming from different places, but they're living together. Sorry, Tuts, you're already, already
no matter, exactly. Seems kind of silly. But that's what happens. People overcook these things sometimes. They exaggerate or they get too worried. It's fear-based thinking. You have your own power. You have your own ability. You have a brain. So don't necessarily be subject to what everybody else says around you, neighbors, friends. I know sometimes my sister and I, my sister just doesn't agree, my younger sister, with me on a lot. She sends me things like last night. She said, read this. Because you know, she doesn't think that the situation with how people have been tested or the use of the malaria drug was the right thing to do. Well, it certainly was for many, if not most people that took it, used it. Did it do well by everybody? No. There are always exceptions to everything. Why don't you kind of get that? There's a story about a nursing home in Texas that was treating the first one in the country to use the hydrochlorowoxabunga and the Z-Pak, and did very well. Nobody in the facility died. So it works there. Maybe it didn't work somewhere else. Didn't work for Rita Wilson, but doesn't mean that it doesn't work.
Also, Rita Wilson didn't get the full mix. I think she just got the hydroxychloroquine.
I've read conflicting things about what they got. Yeah,
I have heard that too. I have. You brought that to my attention yesterday, I think, Victoria. All right, let's bring ourselves to New York City, where there's an interesting survey out today. Victoria, what's the story?
Yeah, this is a bit surprising for New Yorkers and people in New Jersey and Connecticut who are watching how New York goes and its trajectory. They New York did a survey of 1,269. They got responses over a course of 3 days from 113 hospitals. And of the newly hospitalized patients, 66% were actually at home when they were admitted, compared to 18% who had been in nursing homes, 4% in assisted living homes, and less than 1% from jails or prisons, and only 4% of the respondents reported having used public transportation. Now, the reason this is all surprising is because Governor Cuomo admitted he was very surprised, thinking that most of the new cases would be frontline workers or grocery store workers, delivery people, people who work in public transportation, you know, people who are out and about in the midst of this virus. That's who you would expect these new hospitalizations to be. And 66% of them were people who were just at home. They were sheltering in place at home. So what it shows us.
That is shocking, isn't it? Really?
It is.
And then the argument is, why are we staying home then? If the people who are getting sick are the ones staying at home, then why are we doing that?
Yeah. I mean, most of them in New York were seniors, and most were unemployed. And so,
who are the people you'd expect to get this in the first place, given what the numbers have been with the ages and the conditions? Is also, you know, the focus we were just talking about with Beyonce, the focus on the black community and how many more blacks are getting this than white people because their health is not as good. Most of the
and the
cases,
predominant race of these group of these people who responded were minorities as well, and over the age of 50. So
also in the New York papers today, if you look around, Victoria, you probably have seen this. There was there were two parks that were reviewed. I guess probably the best word for it: a park in Manhattan and a park in the Bronx. And it's you talk about shocking or starkness or whatever it is, however you want to interpret the information that's there. But the Manhattan park was full of people out enjoying themselves, and the one in the Bronx was shut down because police wouldn't let the people that live there into the park. And that's a black neighborhood in the Bronx that they were focused on, Prospect Park. And then, you know, there's some others, I guess, that were not occupied as well at all. So a couple of Instagram posts I saw, welcome to the Bronx, posted an image of a police van patrolling the park and chasing everybody away if they weren't adhering to social distancing. And then there is the mayor and others who were encouraging people or not saying anything about what was going on in park near Christopher Street Pier. Do you know where that is in Greenwich Village? I don't know where it is, but
I know where Christopher Street is. Sure, there are a million piers. That just
you know,
every 10 feet there's another pier.
Right, and every 1 foot there was another person there. So you see, and
well, that's part of the problem with having this flyover. You know, when we talked about it yesterday, how why New Yorkers were not happy with the whole flyover thing. First of all, the doctors and nurses were in the middle of their shift, so they couldn't even leave the hospital to see their tribute. But it also brought everybody out because everyone was lining up along the pier to see it. So it's not really the right time for, you know, spectacles like that that are going to always draw a crowd because people love it. It's like saying we're going to have fireworks, but no one should come out and to watch them.
What's the point? Well, then again, brings into question. This is a worthy discussion now as we learn. This was all new territory. So it isn't necessarily productive to look back. It never is productive anyway. Well, sometimes you understand what lessons you learn. But Monday morning quarterbacking doesn't do anything other than see if you look at holes and look at problems, this is how we fix them. So this we're in new territory, never experienced before, so let's give everybody a break. But if you look at the situation that we were just describing about two different neighborhoods in New York City and how different they are being handled by the authorities, you know, you look at the picture of the people from the park in Manhattan, they're all white, and the people who are trying to get into the park in the Bronx are all black. There's something to be said for that. Why? Why is it this? Why is the situation so much different? To gathering places? I mean, either let people go into the places or you don't. I think it's... actually, when I think about it, it's pretty damned outrageous. You get right down to brass tacks. It's not cool. So, anyway, there is that. I was talking earlier, we were focused on this fabulous full moon that is out and about at this moment in time, actually. And it reminds me of today being Vesak. Is that how you pronounce it? That's how I pronounce it. Vesak.
Mm-hmm. That's how I've always said it, yeah.
The birthday of Buddha. How many people are followers of Buddha? I think the Buddha teachings are the most enlightened. The traditions of Buddhism are the most enlightened of any, if you want to, I call them traditions, because it's different than religion. Religion sort of requires it's like wearing a uniform and a marching band for me. I don't get. But never mind what I don't get. It's what I do get is that the followers of Buddha have found a lot of peace in their lives and a lot of hope. And they're 500 million people. You know, I didn't know there were that many people who practice Buddhism. 500 million people across the globe. Now that compared to Christianity, I think Jennifer. Victoria, about a billion and a half practice Christianity. Am I right there? It seems to me it's somewhere
no
in that
clue.
Vicinity,
yeah,
something
know.
Like that. Yeah, right. I'd break it down. More Catholics than Protestants, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, you look at Judaism, which is, it has big impact, but very small in terms of practice. And then there are a lot of, they've been discounted by the Chinese government because they don't want any religion being practiced in their country. But many of the great traditions of the world have come out of China. Many of the great Taoism, for example, I remember studying that. What an interesting way of looking at life. And I think the Buddhists got a lot out of that, the early religions in China. Anyway, Vesak is a common holiday if you're a Buddhist. How many Buddhists? I'd like to know how there are, many there are in America. I have it's a headshot, not a headshot, but I have Buddha's head on a stone in my backyard. What is that? Not his real head, but you know.
I was going to say, it's funny, I have my last boyfriend's head on a stick in my backyard. Weird.
Yeah, right. It's a bust of Buddha. How's that? You like that better? So anyway, this is based on, remember, the calendars in Asia are different than the calendars here. We're in the Gregorian month of May. But in Asia, they practice what is called a lunar solar calendar, which is the moon and the sun, and the day for this celebration falls on the full moon in the month of May, the Gregorian month of May, which is today. Widely varies according to countries' traditions, but something I'll bet a lot of people listening don't even know what I'm talking about, right? Would you bet that, Jennifer? Did you ever hear of this before?
I did not, no.
Yeah, okay. So it's good to know what other people... If for no other reason, it gives you more understanding of what other people who don't think like you are thinking. And it, I think, I would like to think that it gives people the opportunity to have some respect for something that they don't know anything about, or maybe that is just different from the way they believe. I'll never... I ran a radio station in Boston for a couple of years in the mid-80s, WEEI, which is a sports station. At that time, it was the news station in Boston. And the guy who owned it, he was my next-door neighbor, actually, and he asked me to run the station, to be the operations director. And the first thing he said to me upon taking the job was, you know, the world would be a better place if everybody was a Catholic and all people were Republicans. And that was...
That's what I've been trying to say.
I know you have. For all these years.
I know. Yeah, I like really, diversity. Come on.
Yep. How diversity boring is very that? Healthy. Awful. The world would be a terrible place with all that, everybody thinking the same. I'll even know there are a lot of people who want to think that we all ought to think the same. No. Okay, so Jennifer, what do we have for television tonight? I've been short shrifting you this week in terms of time for a complete overview of what's going on TV, because I think it's important because there's so many things changing because there's no new product. Nothing.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because now some of the renewals are coming out and some of the cancellations. CBS was really the first major network to release their list of what would come back, what wouldn't. You'll be happy to know Blue Bloods got a season pickup, and they brought back many of their shows that were on. But nobody knows when the fall TV season is going to start because we don't know when people can go back to work. So certainly that's weighing on the minds of television executives to figure out what the
fall
season
is. Do you want to give us some of the other names?
Like.
Do you know some of the other ones that were not renewed or...
Actually, I'll tell you what wasn't renewed because it's easier than what was. Most of what CBS offers has been renewed, including their dramas that have been on and their new comedies like Bob Hart's Abishola and The Unicorn. Those are all coming back. The ones that are not coming back, Carol's Second Act, which I thought was a cute show. That was Patricia Heaton's show. Tommy, which is the one that's on right now, that's been canceled.
That's
God
a good
Friended
show,
Me, right? Which they allowed it to end, so it had its show finale already, so that one's not coming back. And I think that was it. There might be one other one that they canceled as well. So only four cancellations from
CBS. I think
CBS.
You're going to see a lot of the shows from CBS All Access come to the network. Especially
maybe, especially if they have content in
the older
can.
Ones.
That's really going to be the question is how they get people back and start making shows again. If you want to watch some television tonight, however, I'm going to say that ABC is pretty good. You've got Station 19 that's new tonight. How to Get Away with Murder is new. Also on NBC, Blind Spot is back. They've been gone for a while. Mm-hmm. I know. I love that show. I forgot about it. So I'm glad to see the season premiere is happening tonight on NBC at 9 o'clock. And speaking of Edie Falco and Tommy, if you want to catch it, even though it's been canceled, that's new tonight on CBS at 10 o'clock. Top Chef, also new tonight at 10 on Bravo. And we never talk about Freeform. Siren is a new show on Freeform. That's new tonight at 10 o'clock.
Have any other cancellations of any of the networks like NBC?
CBS was the first that actually announced yesterday, but I expect in the next week or so all the other networks will probably filter in.
Yeah, they do, and they're trying to find out. How is the Millionaire Show doing with?
I think it's doing really well. Yeah, and because there's no studio audience with it, I think that's one of the shows that they'll probably keep on because it's relatively easy for them to do and it's safe.
Cheap to produce,
Yeah, exactly.
It's cheap to produce,
And it's going to charity, so winning.
Yeah, all the money that's won goes to charity, 50 minutes past 10 before the new hour here on the DJV Show.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life.
From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
3 minutes after the big hour here on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keenan is here with me to go through a few of the important stories affecting us in a technological sense. Scammers. Scammers here, scammers there, scammers everywhere. But Google's on top of it. At least it would seem so. What do you think?
Well, they're trying to be on top of it. Last week, they announced that they've been intercepting 18 million malware and phishing emails a day that are related to coronavirus. And in response to this increased activity, Google is reminding users that there's a tool that already exists that can really help you with this. It's called Password Checkup. And it helps you see whether any of your passwords have been compromised, or if you're using passwords in multiple places, it will remind you that you shouldn't do that. Any compromised password should be immediately changed, according to security experts, and they say that you should create a unique password for each website or app that you use, which is, that's like, you know, basic 101. Everybody should be doing that. So this is actually really easy to do. All you need to do, go to passwords.google.com, sign into your Google account to verify that it's you, and then just click on Password Checkup, and it will review all of your results, and then it's broken down into 3 categories. So then you can see if you have compromised passwords. Again, if you do, change them right away. Then you can learn how many times you're reusing the same password, which will probably surprise you, how many times you are using the same password on different websites and for different apps. So it's going to let you know that. And then it will also let you know if you have any accounts that have a weak password by clicking on that drop-down menu. Again, those are the 3 categories. So change any compromised, weak, or reused passwords. Don't respond to any texts, emails, or calls about stimulus checks from the government. The government will not call you.
The IRS is
not calling you. The government is not calling you. No one is telling you when these stimulus checks are going to arrive. You can go on IRS.gov, and you can check the status of it safely. But Do not answer any phone calls, emails, or texts about stimulus. They're not real. Ignore any online offer about vaccinations. There is no vaccine for the coronavirus yet, so forget that. And be very cautious about ads for test kits. There are, I think, only one or two at-home test kits that are even approved by the FDA to be safe and to be accurate. So, and they're not even being distributed yet. So don't fall for that. You're just wasting your money. And then also watch out for emails claiming to be from the CDC. The CDC is not emailing you either. You can go onto their website and find out what all the real links are, the real information. And again, if you get robocalls, which we all get, just hang up immediately. Don't even engage.
Well, you can tell them to get, you know, go away.
No, but actually, you don't want to do that because if you
actually,
use
you don't
your
want your voice to be recorded. That's right. Yes,
yes,
yeah.
Because if hang you up. Say the word yes, then yeah. that can You're they done. You, they take that and then that yeah. can unlock other things. So just yeah. hang up immediately.
If you ever promise to give somebody the moon, now may be your choice and chance.
The Geek Out. You can own a chunk of the moon, literally. And I don't mean a tube of dust or a dime-sized rock. Nope, I'm talking about a 30-pound piece of the moon that is the fifth known largest lunar rock in existence. It was not brought back from an Apollo mission. Rather, it was found in the Sahara Desert a couple of years ago. Remember all those craters on the moon's surface? Well, they're created after something impacts it so hard, debris was blasted into space, and this piece eventually found its way to the Earth's surface. Christie's is selling it in a private sale and is expected to go for more than $2 million. So if you want to see it or have the desire to make an offer, we've tweeted the details at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, we got the ride-sharing outfits in the news. Lyft has a new option for you to take, and I wonder if they're wearing masks like Uber. Are they requiring?
Mm-hmm.
They require
the drivers have to wear a mask, and the riders do as well.
Good.
So, and they've got extra sanitation tools and things like that in the car. So,
good.
Yeah, with Uber and Lyft, they've got pretty much all the same new standards.
Rules.
Now,
yeah.
Lyft is offering a more cost-efficient way to use their system. It's called the Wait and Save ride option. It will cover most riders in the United States and Canada, and the name says it all. If you're willing to wait a little bit longer, then you will save on the cost of your trip. Now, Wait and Save will people who use it will pay less than they would for the typical Lyft ride. But for riders who need a quicker pickup, you can just use the standard Lyft. They say that 40% of the rides right now using Lyft in the U.S. either start or end in low-income areas, which is one of the reasons why they want to start this new program, Wait and Save. And they found that most people using Lyft are going to the pharmacy, grocery stores, necessary trips, things like that, medical appointments. So I think that this is going to be a good thing for Lyft to do, and certainly it helps out with people who don't have their own transportation.
All right, so there you have it, the latest and the greatest, the update from Victoria Keelan when it comes to technology. This is the place for application of that, which we all kind of can pay attention to. I don't know how to make an iPhone work. I just know it works.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. And get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.